The legislation approved by the House Judiciary Committee makes it a felony to post photos, videos, film, or any digital recording of anyone who's naked or engaging in a sexual act. The only defense would be if the person pictured has first given written consent. Representative J.D. Besnard said the real intent is to stop what's becoming known as revenge porn.
What we have seen lately, and I'm sure you've read some of the stories, many of them tragic, are situations where someone sends a picture of themselves nude to somebody else, and that person, maybe it's during a relationship, and a relationship ends, and that person posts that photo online.
Despite the unanimous vote, some questions remain. One is what happens when it's the victim himself or herself who posts the original photo, a practice known as sexting, and then claims a right to privacy because someone else forwards that photo to others. There's also the issue of whether the requirement for written consent from the person in the picture could prove meaningless if that person's a minor. And a lobbyist for Verizon and Microsoft said she wants to be sure that her clients do not face liability. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.